Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show. Pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. You start a relationship with a real estate agent with the idea they're going to help you either find a house or they're going to help you sell a house. End of story. And that's really all it comes down to. It's like my grandfather said to me, all I want you to do is sell my house for the most money and make it as smooth as possible. At the end of the day, that's really what this business is about. Your real estate agent markets the value of your property, helps you to overcome the objections and overcome the obstacles that you may be facing. Some houses back up to power lines, as I mentioned, and others are on busy roads, and some have situational issues. Maybe they're in the forest, in the dark somewhere. You know, maybe they're just deep, and there's not enough sunlight coming in, and that's something that you can only take care of by cutting all the trees down. Some buyers don't want that. Some buyers want more trees. They don't like flat, open ground. Every house is different. Every house is going to be different. And when a buyer goes online, they want to have all the information in front of them. And your agent's responsibility is to disseminate that information effectively to as many prospects as possible and sell the value. As I often say, the better you sell. Still, when a realtor acts as an exclusive agent, okay, there needs to be an established cooperation. Ultimately, I'm going to cooperate with every agent who brings a buyer, even if I'm representing you and the other agent is representing the buyer. So what does cooperation look like? It means that I offer a commission out to other agents. You know, when you hire an agent, you're hiring them and you're paying a commission, but there's really two sides to that commission, the listing commission and the agent's commission for the buyer, or oftentimes called the buyer agency commission. 99% of the time, the person who brings the buyer in is representing the buyer. Occasionally, a buyer will come to me as a customer, and I'm not representing them. I'll be fair, honest, and ethical with them, but I will try my best to get them to pay as much as possible and give my seller best terms. The buyer agent is looking out for the buyer and tries to get the best price possible for the buyer and best terms for the buyer. Still, the way the business has been organized over a long, long time has been organized by taking a portion of what the proceeds are in the sale of the property and paying for both brokers through the proceeds. Since buyers don't have the commission dollars in their pockets to pay for their agent to write the contract, the seller does. So we offer a portion out to buyer agents to generate their interest, and it's my obligation to honor what I'm offering. So if I'm offering a 2.5% or a 3% commission, and there's no standard here, whatever I might be offering, I need to fulfill that commitment and pay that to the other broker at closing. It's my obligation as well to not accept any commission or rebate or profit directly from the seller of a property, but rather to honor my relationship with my broker. My broker is authorized either by the state of Virginia, the state of Maryland, or the District of Columbia. My broker is authorized to operate in those states, and I hang my license at those in those states under my broker's name, and therefore all funds have to go through my broker's office before I receive any income. You can't receive commission dollars as a purchaser directly. You can't receive things in kind because it can be seen as commission dollars, as income earned, and if you're not licensed, it's against the law. Sometimes you'll get that question from prospects. I have to keep all funds in a special account. I have to be able to track every dollar that comes in for deposits. I can't deny equal professional services to any person, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, national orientation, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And I'll not be party to any plan or agreement to discriminate against a person or persons on the basis of those things. When involved in the sale or lease of a piece of real estate, I'm not going to volunteer information regarding the racial, the religious, or ethnic composition of any neighborhood. That is against the law, and that is a fair housing violation. Something else I have to look out for is I'm not to undertake to provide specialized professional services concerning a type of property or service that is outside my field of competence, unless I engage the assistance of somebody who's competent on such a type of property or service. Meaning, you as a real estate agent have the obligation, if you don't know what you're doing and you're handling a commercial real estate deal. You need to bring somebody else in who understands it and work with them in the process. Just because you want to go to school doesn't mean you should go to school on that seller. All right? You got to make sure it's the same case. If you don't know what you're doing in representing a luxury home seller in the sale of your property and you're new to the business, you need to bring somebody else into that process to watch over your shoulder, make sure you don't make a serious mistake because you could be in violation of the ethical standards that we have as realtors. See, a realtor is different than a real estate agent in that a real estate agent is anybody who gets a license to practice real estate in the state in which they want to practice. But the realtor is somebody who signs up for the very codes of ethics that I've just discussed. And by the way, if you want a copy of the code of ethics, I'm happy to provide. This is a code of ethics and standards of practice of the National Association of Realtors, effective January 1st, 2015. Perhaps you just like reading this kind of documentation. Perhaps you have another reason. That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and post this on my blog so that you can find it there. Just look up the code of ethics and standard of practice at ericstewartgroup.com. There's a pledge that we make. My father was, he's a retired OBGYN. So he had a pledge, patient first, right? The medical creed. We uphold a standard of excellence by our actions. And that's the imperative of being a member of the National Association of Realtors. Let's turn your attention to one of the listings we've put on the market recently. This is a house at 8312 Cathedral Forest Drive in Fairfax Station, Virginia. Stunning single-family home, custom-built, $1,088,745. A really great value if you're looking to buy a single-family home in Fairfax Station. This is a four-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath, 5,300-square-foot home, perfect for raising up your family. If you're interested in getting information, go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com. Take a look at the 30 pictures that we have there. The virtual tour is stunning, from the turned staircase in the two-story foyer to the beautiful moldings and fireplaces in the house, the master bedroom replete with abundant closet space, and the large kitchen, full basement, and additional bedrooms upstairs. The house has a stunning view down into the woods. Very pretty, private, pristine views. 8312 Cathedral Forest Drive in Fairfax, Virginia. Fairfax Station, rather. I do want to take a couple minutes and talk about a Rambler that we have on the market now that is in Potomac, Maryland. And if you're thinking about downsizing from a larger single-family home, but you want to stay in Potomac, Mitchell and Best, a name well-regarded with construction quality, constructed a neighborhood called currently Falls Reach. Within that, he built just a handful of Ramblers, which are four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath Ramblers, large, full basements, two-car garages, stunning. And for just a little over $800,000 in the Churchill School District, this property is at 9400 John Griner Court in Potomac. I have some other Ramblers that are coming to the market in Maryland and D.C. and Virginia. If you're looking for one-level living, give us a shout at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, I can't believe we're running out of time already. Got my closing thoughts in just a second.